The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Thanks for joining us today. My name is John Stadtmiller. The name of the show, National Intel Report, on this Tuesday, 12th day of October. By the way, do you remember our police chief, Mike? You're an Austin boy. Art. How do you say his name? What?
Art Acevedo.
Well, we were happy when he left town and went over to Houston. Well, then that was just a short stay, and then he went down to Miami in April of this year. Well, he's been suspended by the city officials that they announced yesterday, virtually ending a tenure fraught with tensions and clashes with powerful local commissioners. Art Noriega, he's the city charter or the city manager. He said, today I suspend police chief Art Acevedo, or whatever you call him. I know hablé that Spanish. Intent to terminate his employment. The relationship between the chief and the organization has become untenable and needs to be resolved promptly. Well, that's a good resolution. Fire his butt. Relationship between employees and employers come down to fit, leadership, and style. Unfortunately, the chief is not the right fit for this organization. Now, the suspension is the latest episode of a political drama laced with references to communist Cuba and the Cold War. The chief of police there enraged a trio of Cuban-American commissioners after he joked that the police department was being run by a Cuban mafia, and accused the commissioners of interfering with police investigations. So, I think Art, what do you think? Do you think Art's about due to retire here? Do you think any other city's going to hire this guy? I mean, if Miami hired him, you know, and I would consider that to be one of the last, well, maybe not the last stops. Maybe he can hit California, get a job. I don't know. Anyhow. There is Karen Kingston. She was on John Twitchell's show this past Saturday. Truncated, somewhat abbreviated, because, well, every damn time she goes to do a national program, her cell phone and internet goes down at least an hour before said programming is to take place. Well, Stu Peters got a hold of her and did an interview. And I wanted to play that for you folks, because I don't think I'll be able to get her on. I'm going to try to get the fire chief or the fireman from LA on, along with the police officer that I understand they're heading to our southern border. You know, the crisis that doesn't exist. One thing I wanted to ask Roger, and I forgot to ask him, Joe Biden, really? Couldn't they have picked any other Democrat to make him hide in the basement, prop him up, fix the vote, and get him into that office? Wasn't there any other Democrat that they could get? This stumble bum, I mean, literally, folks, he can't walk out of the helicopter that lands at the White House and find his damned office. He can't. He's meandering around. He loses his way just walking to his office. This is not a joke. This is a man that has got the top CEO of the biggest corporation on the face of the planet, known to the United States government. And he can't find his office? At any rate, Stu Peters interviews Karen Kingston. Now, she's not a doctor in regards to medical doctor, but she is a biotech analyst. And this woman, I have met people that were uncredentialed, and I'm speaking about what we have been taught to respect. You know, the guys that wear the white coats are doctors. They would never give us bad advice, never do anything to harm us. Well, yeah. I have met a lot of people that are quote-unquote uncredited with medical degree, but they're as dumb as a box of rocks. They don't even read the inserts here in drugs that they dispense to their patients. They do no background on them. Drug manufacturer rep shows up, hey, look at all these neat little samples. I'll give you hundreds and thousands of dollars of this crap. Just go ahead and give it to your patients. They don't do. You want to find out what a drug does? You're better off asking a pharmacist, because he's the guy that's dispensing this crap, and they're the ones that have got to watch for conflicting medications being issued by the same doctor. They do more work than just stand around and put pills in a bottle. But at any rate, having said all of that, here is Karen Kingston on Stu Peters. By the way, Stu Peters, canine guy, worked with military. I don't know that he was military intelligence, but folks, I'm still watching. Still watching.
Well, just a week or so ago, we featured Dr. Carrie Madej, who was here showing us slides of some self-aware, alien-looking, scorpion-looking thing that she found under a microscope inside of the vials of these so-called vaccines. Shortly thereafter, we featured Dr. Zandre Batha, who said that she found little discs that were connected with some sort of metal connector. Then we talked to Karen Kingston. All of them are saying that this is some sort of an injectable computing device. Now, Karen Kingston is back with us today saying that these patents that she has uncovered prove that this is some sort of an obedience platform, some sort of an obedience controlling platform. Karen Kingston joins us now. So, Carrie Madej found these discs, and she said that these vibrant colors that she was seeing seem to suggest that there's some sort of an injectable computing system. Then Dr. Zandre Batha brought us even more crystal clear images of these perfectly symmetrical, absolutely identical discs that are connected with some sort of a metal connector. We see tyranny down under in Australia, and you're saying all of it is connected. You're bringing receipts. You have patents to prove it.
Yes, Stu, thanks for having me back again. I do have evidence that all of what they're saying is true. I think let's start with the main challenge, the main issue, which is that Americans thought that by being vaccinated, they were getting their ticket back to their liberties and their freedom, when actually it is a gateway to an obedience platform and potentially an execution platform if you are not obedient based on your score. So let's go to the original patent that I brought up with you last week. Which is patent number 2021008258. And if you go to section 0378, remember now this patent talks about having devices that have there's a plurality of devices that connect to external servers, including apps. And you, per this patent, per section 0378, you may be needed to download a mandatory dedicated app. And what it says is that in view of the pandemic, the government may order the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones to help the government with the logistics of vaccination procedures. It goes on to say that in some embodiments, the app and or smart device configured to inform on the user's location at all times and to communicate with adjacent smart devices via Bluetooth, for example, to assess the interactions between users, for example, vicinity between users, movement, etc. And they have algorithms for that that we went over last week, as well as how they do the scoring model. And you may say, well, that sounds a bit extreme. And the patent goes on to say in section 0380 the app will send a communication to the user to enhance his awareness to behavioral rules during pandemic, to come and be vaccinated, and to avoid certain locations which are at high risk of contagion. So again, this may sound surreal, but just last week in Australia, in Western Australia, they launched the G2G app, and it's called G2G Now. And if you go to the, I have the screenshots for your viewers. If you go to their homepage, what is G2G Now? Listen to what it is. It's an app that's a tool to help the Western Australian police protect the community by conducting remote virtual in-app check-ins on people in quarantine. The app uses facial verification technology and phone location data to ensure people in quarantine remain in their address throughout the quarantine period. It goes on to say that you will receive push notifications to check in, and you have 5-minute warning window to take a photo of yourself. And that image will be matched to your location. It goes on to say, well, what if I'm sleeping or showering or I didn't respond because I wasn't near my phone? Well, don't worry. The G2G Now is designed to make people's lives easier, not harder. If you miss your check-in in a window, you'll be given a second check-in time. If you miss the second request, the app will prompt you to give a reason, and the police will determine whether further action, if any, is required or a physical check-in from the police. It goes on to say, well, if I miss my check-in window multiple times, will I get fined? And it says, well, you'll be prompted to give a reason, and if it happens too many times, this can result in a fine up to $50,000 or imprisonment. It goes on to say, does the app track or record my location? Yes, it does. This I thought was a great question. What if I'm quarantined at the same address as my partner, but I'm asked to check in much more regularly than he is? Is there something wrong with my app? No, there's nothing wrong with your app. The randomized schedules gives authorities the ability to check in on people's requirements. It's not unusual for people to receive check-in requests different from times a day or more than other people. And then I really like this last question. What will my photos, because remember, you get a notification saying, we want to make sure you are where you say you are and that you haven't left the vicinity that we said you're required to. So you just got to take a photo. You could be sleeping, showering, in the middle of playing with your children, making dinner. I mean, so you just got to take a photo of yourself. So the question is, will my photos only be used for this app and quarantine compliance purposes, or will it be kept on police record? And it says here that it's collected through the app for monitoring quarantine arrangements. It's not collected for general policing purposes. It sounds like the app is only policing purposes, by the way. And it says the information will be stored and used only as permitted as required by law. Well, we live in a tyrannical fascist state now. So that means everything about you is now owned by the government, including your images and where you live and what you do and your time. Apparently your time, what you do at your time is now owned by the government.
I want everybody to understand something. I mean, this isn't just something that Karen Kingston is making up, dreaming up. She's not wearing a tinfoil hat. This is no conspiracy theory. This is actually proven, publicly discoverable. She brought the receipts. We're showing them on the screen. This is a patent. Now, we've also reported previously, Karen, on the fact that Australia is already implementing this behavior or obedience controlling, manipulating platform by already enforcing this take a picture, take a selfie, be where you are supposed to be, or the police will come and check on you type of process. So, I mean, this is not something to play around with. This is not some wild fictional novel here. This is reality. This is happening. It's happening in Australia right now, and it is coming here. Now, think about the military. The military is now subjected to the same obedience training. Oftentimes, things are developed for good and then hijacked for evil. Imagine a military being able to, by remote control, be turned on its own citizens.
That's exactly the point, Stu. And for those people who are saying, well, this is an external app, and last week Karen said the device could be a, you know, it's a smart device inside of you, and this has nothing to do, there's no evidence this has to, anything to do with the COVID-19 vaccines. Well, let's go back to the patent. If you go to section 0352, it says, vaccines are all compounds as disclosed in the website of the World Health Organization. Then you go to the World Health Organization link, and it says COVID-19 candidate vaccines. And right here in the patent, it goes on to say, which are incorporated herein by reference, which are optionally provided, for example, as in a kit, software such as described herein and provided with instructions for use for targeting super spreaders. So you're like, well, I didn't get a kit and I didn't get instructions. Keep in mind, on December 13th in 2016, under the Obama's CARES Act, Section 3024, it was passed that during an EUA and under clinical research, informed consent was waived if informed consent is not in the best interest of a human subject to know. So if our government decided we shouldn't know we were injected with a smart device, it's not in our best interest, then that would not be disclosed to us. And if you go on to the patent, they might not want us to know, because in section 0400, it goes over how the vaccine potency is based on your behavior. Again, this is a obedience device. So the system used to identify which of individuals will receive which types of vaccines in relation to their potency. For example, individuals that received and or were identified as a high super spreader score would be vaccinated with a more potent device, a more potent vaccine. So if you're not obedient, you will get a more potent vaccine. It goes on to section 0408, where you're like, well, if I know I'm not being obedient or I'm going to get a more potent vaccine, I'm not going to show up for my check-in. But the reason why you may not know is because they want to ensure your healthcare privacy. It's so private that you may not even be informed that your health is at risk. So 0408, verbatim, in some embodiments, the notification for getting treatment may or may not contain information regarding the results of the calculations. For example, an individual that was identified as a super spreader may or may not receive information about that fact that he was identified as such. The potential advantage of not providing such information is to further enhance the privacy protection of the user. It goes on to say, now again, if you still believe that this is for our health and that we were at risk for a cold, section 0004 explains why we need a smart device inside of us and our government to determine whether or not we need to be injected with biological agents. And let's be clear, these are biological weapons. Because the pandemic is most contagious during the first 3 days after the onset of symptoms, although spread is possible before symptoms appear, after they disappear, and from people who show very mild symptoms or do not show symptoms at all. So you could be very sick, not know it, have no symptoms, feel perfectly healthy, be identified as a super spreader, but the government, because they're concerned about your safety and your personal privacy, aren't going to tell you that you're at high risk and inject you with a potent vaccine. But don't worry, if you go to section 0409, you may be eligible to be put on warning or get a coupon code, verbatim, from this patent. Dedicated codes, for example, in the form of coupons, will be provided to all individuals having important or relevant professions, like doctors and police. Insertions of the codes into their personal electronic devices will inform the system that the encrypted, anonymized user needs a correction in their score. The correction can be either increasing the score or decreasing the score. So maybe you're a police officer, or maybe you are a
if
doctor.
You're a cop and you're willing to enforce this tyranny, your score will drop. Therefore, you won't need to be controlled with a more potent dose. If you are a doctor and you're willing to participate in the hospital's killing fields or the new ovens and prescribe this controlling obedience platform, your score will go down because you are compliant.
We'll conclude this on the other side of the commercial break for the network. Control, a lot of people have argued that's what the masking mandate was for, to see who was going to comply. And look what they're doing in Australia.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Here is the balance of this Stu Peters with Karen Kingston, which John Twitchell had on this past Saturday.
Exactly, Stu. That's what it is. But if they want to read the full patent, that's true. They're safe for a while, maybe weeks, months, or years. Who knows? But if you go into Section 006, this came out of a publication called Prioritization Strategies for Pandemic Influenza Vaccine in 27 Countries of the European Union and Global Health Security Action Group, which is now 38 nations, 38 members, and that's the Organization for Economic Cooperative Economic Cooperation and Development. So this patent, the strategies for vaccination, overall, what they're saying, what's best for these developed countries is this vaccination strategy. They prioritize the strategies during pandemic times and in conclusions are limited to critical groups. For example, healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, laboratories, hospitals, essential service providers such as police and firefighters, public sector personnel, government personnel, and high-risk individuals such as pregnant women and children. So at some point you will be prioritized to be vaccinated. And the reason why, let me explain why. Because there is a reason. Lincoln has made a commitment to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, our Secretary of State. State has made this commitment to roll out an artificial intelligence organization to be integrated across these global communities. And Lynn Parker, she is the director of National Artificial Intelligence at the White House. She called into the OECD meeting on October 4th, okay? She called in, and what she said was, we must prepare the future and the present U.S. workforce for integration of AI systems across all sectors of the economy and society. She goes on to say, this is on October 4th. Keep in mind, this was just a few weeks ago. Our goal is to fill the AI talent gap, as if AI is another group of human beings. There is an AI talent gap, and prepare U.S. workers for jobs of the future by implementing policies that ensure a diverse, inclusive, and knowledgeable workforce. We would like to see the integration of AI-related concepts of schooling from kindergarten and even pre-kindergarten through doctoral positions, including community colleges. They are committed to replacing American people with artificial intelligence. If you Google Reuters, our favorite publication, beginning in January of this year, they have numerous articles out of a company out of Hong Kong that is ready to deploy an AI healthcare workforce right now. She was Sophia. She's evolved to Grace, and you can find that information online. It's very easy to find.
Unbelievable. This is horrific, and this is exactly what we have been warning about. We speculated this. We knew that this was coming. We said this. We were blasted all over the mainstream media by these arbiters of lies, so-called fact checkers that are owned by the government and paid for by the globalists that want you dead. And they mislabeled us, didn't they? Because we were conspiracy theorists yesterday, truth tellers today. This is all coming to light. I mean, how can they get away with this? How can they get away from this? Now that it's exposed, what are you Good recommending question. That people do? I only have a couple of minutes left here. I could talk to you all day.
I recommend that people look at facts, look at evidence, and understand that when someone has malicious intents and sociopathy, they do not tell you they're going to harm and violate you. They tell you whatever it is you need to hear in order for them to accomplish their goal. And I want to say, I am sorry. I am sorry to the American people. I'm sorry to healthcare workers. And I'm sorry to the U.S. military. You have been betrayed by General Milley. You have been betrayed by Lloyd Austin. You have been betrayed by Biden and many, many other leaders. And I just want to close with some scripture. And this is to our military. And this is to our police. This is to those who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect the American people. This is from Ephesians. And it's a letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
They are certainly that. By the way, individuals have picked up the mantle and said, I'm going to do a little nosing around for myself. Gee, it's about time the American people got a little curious about, well, all this stuff in their life that doesn't make any sense. And just as, and we adjust, okay? This is not, we adjust to circumstance. But some people are taking the initiative. One guy called Pfizer and they admitted to him on the phone, no vaccine has been approved by the FDA in the U.S., and it's a recorded call. We'll play it for you after the break. If you want this gun, you gotta come through
us and take it. One shot at a time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, we are back. Guy calls Pfizer, and they admit to him that there's no vaccine approved by the FDA. Here is the clip.
The Pfizer Customer Response Center. Your call will be recorded and may be monitored. Please hold for the next available product specialist. In the event you provide any personal information to us, please know that Pfizer respects your privacy. If you have any questions about our privacy practices, please visit us at www.pfizer.com/privacy. Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. My name is Sunday. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to find out when your COVID vaccine would be available in the commonality being sold here in the U.S.
Okay. I don't know if we have that information. It has to be approved first before it can become available. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Susie.
And Susie, have you ever called us before?
I have not.
Okay.
and I can get you over to our medical information department to see if they have a time frame, but I doubt it because it has to be approved first.
What do you mean it has to be approved first?
The commonality has not been approved.
It hasn't been FDA approved?
No, ma'am.
So
here, let me read you what I have.
So what was approved?
Nothing. The licensed Comirnaty vaccine has the same formulation as the authorized vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, and the products can be used interchangeably to provide the vaccination series without presenting any safety or effectiveness concerns. The products are legally distinct with certain differences that do not affect safety or effectiveness. The emergency uses of the vaccine have not been approved or licensed by the FDA, but have been authorized by the FDA under emergency use authorization to prevent coronavirus disease in individuals 12 years of age and older. The emergency uses are only authorized for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of emergency use of the medical product under Section 564B1 of the FDNC Act unless the declaration is terminated or authorization is revoked sooner.
So was the old vaccine approved under the other name?
No. Nothing's been approved. It's only approved under the emergency use authorization.
So we have no FDA approved COVID vaccine in the US under any name. Fully
approved.
Correct. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome, Susie. And what I'd like to do is get you over to our recorded message about the safety and use of the COVID vaccine. And I do want to thank you for calling Pfizer. Please hold.
Thank you for calling Pfizer. All right. For as long as it's deemed there's an emergency. But we're going to use emergency use vaccines, and guess what? We are not liable for any damage. This is your private corporation doing the old double take. Jeez. You know, folks, as many people are involved in this and actually taking part, you know, and I've used this analogy, and it's not a complicated analogy, that you're in with people that are committing a crime. And I always use the one as bank robbery.
I was just driving the getaway car. I didn't actually rob the bank.
No, you're just as culpable of the people that pulled guns and might have killed somebody in that bank, the guard or some patron or whatever. You're just as guilty. If we start going after these people, the list is going to be so long, it's going to be never-ending. We're going to be doing this until 2050. But what's even scarier about this is the go-along get-alongs. Now, I could ask the question, what has happened to the American people and their sense of right or wrong or justice or anything else? People do get afraid when they're threatened with livelihood, job, loss of home, loss of loved ones, divorce. There's a lot of valid reasons why people get a little nervous. But this, I know we have the capacity to lie to ourselves. We do it every day. Maybe not admitting to yourself, okay, I know this is a lie and I'm going to accept the lie that I want to believe. No, it doesn't work that way. But to... it's almost incomprehensible, is it not? Is many lies being told? And if you thought you've been told some Mac Daddies of lies before, just wait. Because they're going to have to tell bigger lies to cover the old lies. In the meantime, you know, the communists said a long time ago, we're not going to have to invade you. We're not going to have to fire a shot. We don't have to do any of that. The only thing we have to do is divide the nation, turn the people against its institutions, and everything pretty much will take care of itself, which it has been doing. By the way, I've got people actively trying to find this ex-chief police of Detroit that, you know, I didn't hear calls of racism when a black chief of police of Detroit tells Antifa and BLM, go take a hike. You're not coming into my city. This is the guy that's running for governor up in Michigan. I want to get him on the air. Because these poor people in Michigan, I just spent a couple of weeks up there, folks. I'm telling you what. Veterans. Marines, ex-Marine veterans. That won't talk to you because you said something about Joe Biden that they didn't like. What? Has there been oxygen deprivation in the atmosphere in Michigan? Are people brain dead up there? This is what happens in a society and a culture and a country where people are not reminded where good comes from and evil comes from. They're just awash. They remind me of a pair of dirty socks at the behest of an agitator in a washing machine. You ever look into a washing machine and watch stuff getting whipsawed around? It doesn't know where it is. It's here 1 second and over there the next. Just kind of washing around. Not really attached to anything, not rooted, just, you're just there. Folks, I don't know what plan B is going to be for the world bankers. Your new world order, the people that wanted to take control of global finances. And they have built their empires on the backs of us, the people, using their funny money. We have supposedly a representative government that thinks it's okay to pass a $5.5 trillion budget. Because all you have to do is listen to what JoJo said. JoJo says, I'm trying to avert a recession by wanting to borrow $5.5 trillion, which very little of it was for any, well, you got a lot for the Green New Deal and climate change and this. You know, I was listening to another radio program today, and they made the statement that Joe Biden, 5 minutes after he was sworn in and he was in office, in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C., he starts shutting down the pipelines of this country. Gas prices are starting to go through the roof. And now JoJo's begging OPEC and the Arabs, please send us more oil. And they're going, nope. Folks, we were almost energy independent using our own resources. We got a lot of oil in the ground in the United States. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And we know we have it in Alaska. We know we've got tons of natural gas up there. But all the people that have the leases are just selling the stuff hither and yon to other countries. You know, that's kind of nice. But we were almost 100% energy independent in this country. Think about that the next time you go to fill up your car. People in New York City right now are paying $5 a gallon for a lousy gallon of gasoline. When not too long ago, around 74, I think it was 73, 74, you could buy a house for around $40,000. Pack of cigarettes was a quarter. Gas, well, a ridiculous price of maybe 27 cents a gallon, but if you ran across two competing independent gas stations that were vying for your business, they had a gas war. Remember those? Those were a lot of fun. Watch retailers go to war with each other. Who won? The consumer. Because you were able to buy a gallon of gasoline for a lousy 10 cents a gallon. You know, it's in many ways a blessing, but in some ways a curse to live too many years in this country and on this planet. Because you still have these references of somewhat normalcy and something of a life. something to look forward to. This is for the entire bag of marbles. And my question is simply this. The vaccine thing is blowing up. Lawsuits are flying. We're going to be tied up with that one for a long time to come. But let me ask you this question. What is the real New World Order? The banker bastards. What are they? You know they got Plan B. You know damn right well they do. So what's it going to be? They want the reset. They want total control. What's going to be their next move? From what I've seen so far, if it's anything like we've seen so far, their next move is going to be even worse. But what is it going to be? Is it just going to be simply, we're going to pull the plug on the world's economies? Well, but you know, there's a problem with that one too. That is if you allow. And I'll hearken back to the late 20s, early 30s. Every industrialized country on the planet was in a 10-year recession depression, except one country, just one out of the entire planet. Yeah, Germany. Because the guy that ran that country over there, they called him a dictator and this, that, and the other, he did love his country and he did love his countrymen. He said, you know, I'm not going to follow the path of destruction. We just went through the banker control in this country. And we had to run around with wheelbarrows full of money just to buy a roll of toilet paper or a lousy loaf of bread. So we started a national script that was redeemable anywhere. That's what you got paid in. You got paid in a script. When you made your purchase, you paid with that script. Bypassing the banks totally. There is a way out of the banker bastard's chokehold. And could you imagine, folks, gasping your last breath, somebody's hands tightly around your throat. You know you're going out. Things are starting to turn black. But then you have the thought that I could have stopped this. And then you're no more. By simply replacing their script, and it's been joked about. Just make up a coin, make up a bill. Who gives a damn? Okay, Mr. Banker, what I owe you? Oh, $150 trillion? Well, here's a bill for $150 trillion. Thank you. Goodbye. What did Lincoln do? What did Kennedy do? Went against the banks, and we saw what happened to these two. I suspected, can't prove it, just my gut told me that in his second term, Trump was going to do something about the economy, which really would have fixed our economy for a good long time. Dump the Fed Reserve interest-bearing notes. End of story. It was already tried and already proven to be true. John F. Kennedy, Executive Order 11110. By executive order, ordered the Treasury to print United States notes, non-interest bearing, and he made the comment, I'm going to give the American people a break. He did. And they broke him into little pieces. They killed him. McKinley, same thing. I think it was also Garfield. But Lincoln as well. Oh, the banks of New York. Hey, you're fighting a war. Yeah, we're right with you there, buddy. You can have all the money you want at 30%. I used the 25%. Now, I've recently learned it was higher than that. It was 30%. It could have been a little bit higher. I don't know if Lincoln was trying to bargain with them and they dropped down a little bit, but it was at least 30% interest on the money he wanted to borrow. And he said, nope, I'm going to do greenbacks. I don't have my caller screen up. Who's up first? Rhonda in Missouri. Go ahead, Rhonda. I apologize. I didn't have my caller screen up. I did not know you were there.
Oh, that's okay. Did I hear you say the word justice, John?
Wait a minute. You're gurgling. Your call sounds really strange.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
All right.
Can you do me a favor? Hang up. Call back in.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Who's the other caller? James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yeah, I feel a whole lot better now. Pfizer told the truth.
Well, and we knew that. You know, this didn't take rocket science or, you know, 10-year study group to come up with this information. We dove into this, ripped it apart, looked at it, and said, okay. Well, they even said it themselves, but they said it in a way that people didn't understand.
Yeah. Well, corporations have a way of telling the truth and not getting bit. Because they have it set up that way. She's very polite on the phone. The person from Pfizer, good public relations.
Yeah, very helpful. Yep. Yeah, very helpful.
Right. And sort of makes me want to call in, too, because I think I'm going to do the same thing, only my question line will be slightly different. But if they're going to take calls like that, I'm going to call in and I'm going to ask a few questions, and then hopefully I can get back with some more information.
James, I got to tell you, I don't know what these people think they're doing. I don't know who told them that, don't worry, there'll be some bumps in the road, but everybody's going to come out okay. I don't know who peddled them that lie, but do you realize how many millions and millions of people on the face of this planet, once they do learn the unvarnished truth, they're going to want these people's necks in a noose. And whatever made them think that they could escape it.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. The interesting thing about it is that the corporations, okay, in war, corporations often get off free. It's the politicians that take the blame. Corporations are very, very slick, you mentioned, what are they going to do next? I think they're going to let go a real bioweapon this time.
Well, then we better get busy peeling back the layers of this onion and get the heart of it real quick. Scare these people to the point where they dare not do anything else and they just crawl up in their shell like a crab.
Yeah. Well,
you know, James, this is why I kind of laugh when Roger Landry says, well, you know, he's just going to go buy an island. do you think that's a good escape plan? Do you have a rocket that's capable of going to other planets on that island? Because I know where you're going to be.
Yeah, I know too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Simply amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, James. I appreciate your call. Here we go. I'm going to try to schedule these guys out for tomorrow. Mike Letts, he's a cop and a chaplain. And John Knox, Firefighters for Freedom Foundation. Let me see here. John T. spoke to Michael Letts. He's traveling to Texas southern border here. So I'm going to try to get him on at his convenience tomorrow, if possible, because I know he's going to be busy for the next couple of days. But see if I can get both of them on tomorrow. John Knox, Firefighters for Freedom. Thank you, John T. Appreciate that very much. Hell, why don't we just wrap up the show with more idiocy? What do you think, Mike? You think we've had enough idiocy here? We've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. What comes after ridiculous? Has anybody ever thought about that? What is it? Ludicrous? We're at ludicrous speed. California Governor Gavin Newsom. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep them crying. has signed a new law requiring large toy retailers to provide gender-neutral toy sections in their stores. The bill, signed into law by Newsom on Saturday, will require toy retailers and chains with more than 500 employees. I like how they're picking arbitrary numbers here for compliance. Well, if you've got 499, I guess you don't have it. But if you got 500, to display toys traditionally marketed at girls or boys together in a special area of floor space. So you see, folks, they're gender-neutral toys. They're not for male or female. We just got to have a gender-neutral aisle and label it as such. This area can be labeled at the discretion of the retailer, according to the bill's text. The bill describes the traditional labeling of toys, for example, dolls for girls, trucks and guns for boys, as making it more difficult for the consumer to compare the products and incorrectly implying that their use by one gender is inappropriate. Well, somebody better tell the females that are in the military right now that they couldn't play with guns. I think they missed the memo. Stores will still be allowed to maintain, they will be allowed to maintain separate boys and girls sections, but failing to provide a gender-neutral aisle will be punishable by fines up to $500. Though toy manufacturers have slowly been moving to degender their products, California law is the first of its kind in any U.S. state. Part of it is to make sure if you're a young girl that you can find a police car.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
A fire truck, a periodic table, or a dinosaur. Assemblyman Evan Lowe, who introduced the bill, and I'm not joking, can't make this up, his real name is Lowe, introduced the bill, told the Los Angeles Times, and then similarly, if you're a boy, if you're more artistic and want to play with glitter, why not? Why should you feel stigma over saying, oh, this should be shamed, and going to a different location? I think it's important that we as a state are demonstrating our values of diversity and inclusion. That's what you're calling this on. Folks, I said this years ago, and I will repeat it again. There are some people that are genetically born that they kind of have this tendency to stick with their own gender, but it was a minuscule portion, tiny itty-bitty bit of our country's population. Now they're trying to teach this to all of our children. That it's okay to be gay, it's okay to be lesbian, it's okay to be both, it's not okay. Let me take a breath. And thank you for being here today. We appreciate it very much. Back with you tomorrow. Hope I can get these guys on with me tomorrow. All right, until then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.